Hi, everyone, and welcome back to New Every Day. My name is Carrie.
And my name's Jen, and we're talking about life hacks and communication. And have you ever responded to someone harshly and then went, oh,
I wish I didn't say that.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about on today's show, so come right back.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in again to New Every Day. We are talking about life hacks, Jen, and last week we touched on communication skills and the value of actually listening to people. And we talked about one verse in Proverbs, and today we're looking at another verse in Proverbs. And where are we?
Well, specifically, we're going to look at Proverbs 15:1, which says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So what does, now what version are you?
So I've got New King James.
Okay, so I just read NIV.
And I'm going to read chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. So it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness."
Mm. And we opened up the show saying, have you ever said something like harshly and then wished like, oh,
I wish
I hadn't said that. And we had talked about in last week's show. So if you missed last week's show, you can just go to our website, which is
neweveryday.tv,
and you can check it out and give it a listen, because we talked about how it's so important to ask the Lord to put a guard at our mouth so we don't say things. But often when a harsh word comes out, the harshness doesn't start with the tip of our tongue. Mm. The harshness starts on the inside.
Yeah. That I've ruminated about that person, about what they've done. And as soon as I bring it out into the light, it makes manifest what was actually going on in my heart.
Yes.
And then from that, what I found, Jen, in a not so enlightening experience, is that as soon as I have spoken that harsh word about someone else, then it's open up to the air, to other people, that they can start ruminating that way about that person.
Yes.
So I've caused other people to stumble in that way.
Because we actually had this conversation yesterday. Carrie had a conversation with a new friend, and I said, so, like, what'd you guys talk about? She's like, well, you know what? I'm going to have another conversation with that person before I say anything, mm-hmm. because I don't want to put thoughts in your head. And that's so often whenever we meet someone new, like we could come home from church or from work or from wherever,
sure.
and say, you know, I just met this new person and all of a sudden I haven't met them yet.
But you've already formulated all of this opinion about them, and you have a checklist going in. Do they actually do this? Are they this? Are they this? Are they this? And that's not right. Like, I just want to see people the way that God sees them. And Jen, one of my favorite verses that you often quote is that people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Yes, 1 Samuel 16:7.
Yeah.
When Samuel is going to anoint the new king,
yeah.
and you know, Jesse trots out all of his sons except for David, and it's the Lord says to Samuel, like, I don't look at what people look at, I look at the heart.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about a harsh word, you're right, it all is preconceived, the hurt that's going on in the inside. But what happens often is filters. And I will often say to Carrie, filters breaking down, filters breaking down, filters are gone, I need to go away now because I'm not saying anything helpful. Like, we have had those conversations where I have said, I shouldn't have said that. Because what happens is I'm tired.
Yes.
I'm tired. I'm angry. I'm, you know, hungry and emotional.
Yes. And actually, sorry to interrupt, but to give some credit to Charles Stanley, because he says, he uses the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T, right?
Yes.
So when you're hungry, alone, or angry.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Hungry, angry, lonely or tired.
Yes.
Then you're predisposed to saying things that you don't mean, having judgments in your heart that you don't mean, and forgetting that that's your old person.
Yes.
Like, instead of taking captive those thoughts and submitting them to Christ and then being renewed in your mind and reminding yourself that, no, my mind's been renewed by Christ. I can see this person with love because I have the love of Christ in me. Like, actually embodying that transformative process that's already happened in you by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know?
Which is why it's so important to invite the Holy Spirit into your words.
Yeah.
Like, surrendering those conversations. And because sometimes you have to have tough conversations.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are at inopportune times.
Yes.
And that's where you have to send up those moments and just say, God, this is the only time we can have this conversation. I am hungry, tired, alone. Like, please help me, because we need to have this conversation, and I don't want harsh words coming out, because they can be so damaging. So we're going to take a break, and we want you to think about a little bit, when have you spoken some harsh words, and maybe you need to take care of those. So we're going to give you a few minutes to think about that. I'll be right back.
Whether you shop on ThinkGeek, GearBest, B&H Photo Video, eBay, or Amazon, or even if you want a free trial of Audible, you'll find the best deals and support the shows we produce by simply visiting the shopping sites you already frequent by using the links on our website. Visit category5.tv/partners for the full and ever-growing list, and help us create more free content like this show. Thank you for shopping with our partners, and thank you for watching.
Hey everyone, thanks for staying tuned to New Every Day. Mm-hmm. Check out our partners page, neweveryday.tv. Click on the partners tab and you can see the organizations and businesses that help support us. And we mentioned last week, Jen, that New Every Day is under the umbrella of Category 5 TV, which is operated by Robbie Ferguson. So if you would like to support us, when you go to Patreon or you're supporting us through the partners page, it's going to Category 5 TV, and then the trickle down comes to us. So Category 5 hosts us and makes this show possible.
Because you might be going in thinking, oh, well, I'm going to support New Every Day. And then you're like, well, huh? Who's Category 5?
So who's Robbie? Yeah.
Yes, we are underneath that category umbrella at Category 5. So check out the website, Category 5.
.tv
or neweveryday.tv, and we just have a look around there and see how you can help out.
So. Yeah. So yeah, we're very thankful. Mm-hmm. And we're jumping right back in. Jen, you left everyone with a question or an opportunity, I guess, to reflect on a time when maybe you have spoken a harsh word out of turn. I shouldn't even say out of turn. I remember hearing a speaker say one time, Jen, that there is never a reason to be unkind. Mm. There is never a reason. Like, even if someone's being harsh to you, like, Jesus was the ultimate example of that. When he's like, when someone takes your cloak, give them your tunic also. If they demand that you walk with them 1 mile, walk with them too. Turn your other cheek. Like, he was the ultimate example of showing kindness to people that did not deserve it.
Yes. You know? And it can be hard to actually think, well, that person has upset me. Mm. How do I show kindness to them? Like, yeah. I'm still sore on the inside.
Yeah.
I'm still sore on the inside. And if I show them kindness, then they're going to think everything is okay.
Yeah, but that's us trying to, I think, for me, it's like, well, no, they should know that there is a consequence and that there needs to be some kind of retribution. But that's me trying to orchestrate that in my own mind instead of letting God take care of that. And maybe, well, I know that the love of God is more impactful and more transformative than any kind of retaliation or retribution or words or limit setting that we could impose on someone else.
Yes.
It's when you see someone acting counterintuitively in a loving way, that is what hits people right between the eyes.
Yes.
And right in the heart.
And so often I'll say things and I'll be like, ooh, And I'll go back to that person. I'll be like, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I should not have said it that way.
Yeah.
And more often than not, oh no, I didn't take it that way. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, it's the heart check. My heart check says what I said was wrong. Yeah. So whether you took it wrongly or incorrectly, I can't control, but I know my own heart said, oh, Jen, that was unkind.
Why you gotta say that?
Yeah. That was unkind. Because like we said last week, the power of life and death is in the tongue.
Yeah.
And so part of a communication life hack is being kind in our words. And so when James says, be quick to speak, be quick to listen and slow to speak, that actually creates space for kindness.
Now that is a really good point. Because if you're pausing long enough to hear, you're stopping yourself from saying something that you're going to regret.
Yes.
And you give room for God to say something to you that might be impactful to that person.
Yeah.
I've never thought of that.
And also being kind is being honest too. Like there have been times where I've said to Carrie or said to other people, mostly Carrie, because it is a trusting. That's the problem with communication. You really are trusting someone mm-hmm. with your words. And I would say, when you do this, and I start to slow down because I'm like, oh, how is she going to take this? When you do this, then it upsets me.
But right. then I'm listening because I don't want to upset you, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm certainly not the expert at that listening part, but hearing what you have to say is important. And knowing the other person, like being vulnerable, is scary because you're sharing information with them that they might use improperly. Like Proverbs 15 verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. And there's another verse that says that knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. And I feel like the wise person, well, first of all, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if you fear the Lord, you're going to be humble. If you're humble, you're going to listen to people and put them above yourself. And then you're going to use knowledge rightly to build up the other person in love.
Yes, because when you choose kindness, then you're choosing a fruit of the Spirit. You're choosing a fruit of the Spirit, so that means the Spirit's going to be in the kindness because you're thinking, I don't want to hurt or harm this person.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And so, Lord, wrap your Holy Spirit around my words. Help them wherever they start, and they often start in your knower. You think your knower's up here, your knower's down here.
Okay. And so I feel it in my gut.
You feel it in your gut. And so, Lord, even as those words are coming up, I know I have to speak truth, but help me do it with kindness because it's the Lord says it's your kindness. Paul says it's your kindness that draws us to repentance, and that's in the book of Romans. And that has always struck me. And so often when we have to have those kinds of conversations, the words slow down. The words all of a sudden get really slow because we're thinking about what we want to say because we don't want to be harmful to each other. We do want to be kind, but we do want to be honest.
Yeah.
As well. And that's probably one of the hardest things is how do I express myself, but how do I be kind? How do I be kind to that person, but also real to myself as well? And like you said, it's counterintuitive sometimes when you actually, because sometimes you think, well, I just have to get it out and I have to say it and then let them deal with it. Well,
is that really the best way? And I love there's a verse in John that says that Jesus came full of grace and truth. And I know we've talked about that before, but the truth is that he shared the truth of God, which is sometimes can be hard to hear, like about our sinfulness or where we've gone wrong. And similarly, when we communicate with other people, sometimes sharing the truth is actually important. But his truth was coupled with grace that was extended to people, like his grace extended to me that I can still come to him and he loves me. And I remember, Jen, we had an argument one time and you said, you're just going to have to extend me grace. And I was like, yeah, and you're going to have to extend me grace too. Like this has to go both ways.
Because we're called into relationship and we long for acceptance. And I know we've already said this, but I think we forget this. We long for acceptance. Yeah. And so communication is so important because I want to be understood.
Yeah.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 13 says, you know, then we'll be fully known.
Then we'll know even as we're fully known.
Yes. We want to be known. And so communication is so important. But so often we don't know how to communicate. So that's why listening is so important, like practicing our listening skills. So, and then repeating back. So what I hear you saying is, because that shows that you did listen. So that's from last week. But then secondly, our response has to be in kindness, because that's really where growth and love and relationship and connectedness comes, is the kindness. Because if Carrie tells me something and then I'm like, well, that's really stupid, or I can't believe you thought that, or da da da, right? Because all of a sudden my face is communicating something, and the words, the way they're coming out, is communicating something. And she, if it's not communicated with love and kindness and grace, you're going to be like, and you're not going to share with me.
Yeah.
And that's like, then our desire to be known and to communicate and for love and acceptance just goes.
It's cut off. Yeah.
And so that's why the listening is so important. And the kindness is so important, because we want to grow in relationship with each other and with God.
Yeah.
Now God can, you know, he can filter.
Yeah. And you know what? There is this magic moment, and how long it is, I think, is up to us, from when we hear something, perceive something, before we give the response. There is that magic moment where you can actually invite Holy Spirit to give you the word to say.
Yes.
Or pause and think for a moment, or pause and pray for that person.
Yes.
And realize sometimes that that's not really them.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, like, I've had a bad run-in with a family member who was just so mean and like was actually like aggressive, and I was like, this is like, what is going on? Are you sociopathic? Like, do you actually not care about other people? You know? And it was really hard until like God showed me that that is not them. That is the world that has broken them down and beaten them down, and our war is not against flesh and blood. I'm not at odds with this person.
Yeah.
And that's not the real person.
Yeah.
The real person's who God sees inside of them. And that's the person I want to see. So in that golden moment when something happens before we respond, that's when I want to say, God, thank you for this person. I just thank you that you love and you died for them. And I thank you that you've given me eyes that I can see them as you see them. Mm-hmm. You've created me for love and helped me to love like you in this moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's the prayer I want to have.
Yeah. And it can happen that fast. And that's why it's so important that when you're communicating, and we're not talking about, hey, how's it going? We're talking about some of those serious conversations that need to, because the serious conversations need to take place on a regular basis, so it doesn't just well up and then all of a sudden it's like, well, why didn't you tell me? Well, I thought you would just figure it out. Okay, for those of you who are married, you figured it out. That just doesn't work. That just doesn't work. You need to be like straight up.
Explicit.
And I've actually said to friends before, how many times do you want me to remind you? Because I've said it once, but how many times do you want me to remind you? And they've often said, oh, until it's done, I would like you to keep reminding me because I know it's important. Because they just forget, right? And like part of me wants to say, well, I want you just to remember, but they have then given me permission, right? Mm. And so that's why like communication is so important, and to wrap those words in kindness, to like, Lord, Holy Spirit, wrap those words in kindness.
Okay, let me think about this. And I want to ask you, like, what does that, to wrap something in kindness, what does that actually mean? Because I think that could be misconstrued as like, I'm just going to package it real nice, like, but really the heart of the matter is still kind of like mean. or harsh. Right. You know, like not just putting a sugar coating on something, like, you're really nice, but.
Yes,
like
no.
That, I think a genuine kindness, like, has to come from God, because it's sometimes really counterintuitive.
Right.
To actually care about that person.
Yeah, I think it's wrapped in favor. Like, when I think of kindness, the intention is for good.
Okay.
The intention is for love. The intention is for truth. And so when the words...
For them. For the other person, yeah.
And also for you. So when they come out, it's not just, well, I'm going to say whatever, and then, Lord, you package them so they land, right? That's bad. Don't do that. But be thoughtful. Lord, help me be thoughtful in my words. And because you can say harsher things, but in kind ways. So it doesn't come out with all the bristles and burrs and like sharpness.
Yeah.
But it can come out. But this is why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit in the conversation.
Yep.
And not to try and do it on your own. Because then you're going to try and do it forcefully or with control and manipulation. And that feels gross. So that's why kindness trumps control and manipulation. And that's the difference, because people can say kind things, but there's a controlling, manipulative thing.
Like, I'm going to get what I want.
And then you're kind of like, ew. Oh, that's gross. And it feels gross. So that's,
yeah, good point.
And so Carrie brought up a good point when you said, what do you mean by that? Well, you don't want to be controlling. It's not controlling. And it's not manipulative. And it's not like, well, I'm going to get my own way. Mm-hmm. It really is, Holy Spirit, I want your truth. I want your goodness. I want your love. I want your best. And it's not about me. It's about communicating. It's about fixing what's between us. It's about truth. And so, because a kind word turns away wrath. Mm-hmm. And so this week, be kind in your words. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. And just stand back and be amazed at what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are good words. I'm going to pray for us.
Okay.
God, thank you so much that Jen just reminded me to stand back and look at what you can do, even when the situation seems impossible. Mm-hmm. That's when we can ask for the impossible. Because you are more than able, God, to give us the words to say, the kind words to show your love for other people in just the way that they need to hear it and perceive it. Mm-hmm. And I just thank you so much, God, even looking back at my own life, how you've used other people to extend kindness, that in turn I've seen that attribute of you. So I thank you for your kindness, God. Thank you for your sacrifice that you sent your son to die for us. And we're so grateful. I pray, God, for the viewers and the listeners this week, that they would perceive your kindness to them and in turn extend that to other people. We love you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a very kind week.
Very kind week.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Kodi, Roku, Plex, YouTube, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 Pacific on Channel 33 Television for the High Desert.